1, begin transmission.
Gustan todas. It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. Me gustan todas. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I like them all. What of them all do I like? You know, dudes. Me gustan todas. Los dudes. And that's what we're doing. We're looking for dudes today at Herrenhaven. And here's the best part. I've already seen 6. Driving here, just 30 seconds ago, I actually had to stop. I had to stop in the middle of the street to wait for 6 turkeys to cross the road. Why do the turkeys cross the road? To get into Herrenhaven. They were in somebody's backyard. And now I'm standing on the little road that goes up to the Mulhouse property. I'm seeing turkey tracks in this mud, along with... Those are raccoon prints. So we got turkey tracks and raccoon tracks in the mud. And now we're going to go up to the gate here and look into the Mulhouse property to see if we can see any other dudes. Because we have been seeing marmots out here the last couple of times we've checked. And, as of right now, and at least from this angle, I don't see... Oh, I was about to say I don't see any dudes. What I meant to say is, I do not see any marmots. I don't see any marmots, but there is a deer standing over there about 80 meters away. He's just hanging out. He was looking at me. Now he's not paying any attention at all. What's that deer doing out there? Hi! He's looking again, so I'm waving at him. Hi! I don't think it's the deer that I know personally. There's a couple of deer, and you know the ones I mean, who are friendly with me. And if that guy is out there, I wonder if there's any other deer around that I just can't see from this angle. I'm kind of moving around here. Hi, I see you. He's still just looking at me. Where's all his buddies? I don't know. Just that one deer. Okay, so... maybe we'll see more deer later. Where's my deers? Where's the rest of my deers? They could be around here somewhere. I should mention that it is, approximately golden hour. I don't know. Let's see. I didn't check my timetable of sunrises and sunsets, so I can't tell you if this is exactly golden hour, which starts 30 minutes before sunset and ends 30 minutes after sunset. But yeah, that's why we're seeing deer, because, you know, it's that time of day. Although we do see them at other times, this is the time when we see them most often. So I'm walking around the side of the building, checking under the shed. No mottis under the shed right now. So we're just going to walk into the forest and see what's going on here tonight, other than deer. Walking around the dragonfly pond, I just see some frogs. Frogs hanging out on logs. I like frogs. Wait, what was that? Something right here by the fence something moved and caused some commotion, but it must have been something small. It might have been a frog. At this time of day, the frogs do come up out of the water. And sometimes you'll see them, and when you walk by them, they spook and they go hopping back towards the water. So I have a feeling that's what that was. Okay. What's the count? I have seen 6 turkeys and 1 deer. Although the 6 turkeys don't really count towards dudes spotted, because I saw them before I started doing this show. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, well, you should do this show while you're driving, because you always see so many dudes when you're driving. And let me just tell you that yes, I have attempted to do shows while driving, but unfortunately, the car creates enough of a noise floor that it becomes very difficult to record. And I clip, enough that it makes for really horrible audio. So, that's the only reason I don't do any shows while driving. So, I hear voices. I think I have a feeling I know who this is. Yep. So I'm walking through the cut, and I'm seeing somebody else. I saw him. And so we're checking out deer. This other person is a woman whose name I suddenly can't remember. And now that I'm through the cut, she's a photographer, and I see her out here all the time. I'm standing in the cut. I'm looking around. I don't see any motts. But that deer is still back there in that spot. He's up against West Maple Road. Oh, wait. I think there's another one. Yep. We've got one of our baby deers out there now. So we've got 2 deer, one of which is a baby. And I wonder if that baby is the one that is my dude. I'm tempted. See, when I'm alone with that baby, he doesn't spook. He'll walk up to me and get really close, like within 10 yards of me, just to check me out. But when other deer are around, you know, as soon as one of them gets skittish, they all get skittish, and so blah, blah, blah. So I'm trying to change my angle of view, because these guys are kind of hiding behind some bushes. Am I seeing just one little dude? Yeah. We got one adult deer who looks like she is going to go back into that foresty bit over there. And I think that baby is looking at me, because I'm going to wave at him. Hi! Hi, baby deers! Oh, now he's actually walking toward me again. Hi! Hello, I see you. I'm waving at him. Oh, he stopped. He stopped at the row of shrubbery so he can have a snack. It's nice of, you know, the nursery to plant all these shrubs for my deer buddies to snack on. I can't imagine they like it, but I think it's great. So we got our little baby deer. He's snacking on some shrubbery. And he's sort of vaguely looking over in my direction every once in a while. Hi! He's having a lovely dinner of nom nom noms. I don't see any motts. Where's our motties? The last couple nights there have been motties foraging out here too. Hi, come over here, deer. He's looking at me again. I'm waving him forward. Come over here. That's my buddy. I say hi to him. I want him to come over here so I can pet him and give him some deery kisses. Because he's so cute. Oh, he's so nice. What's he doing now? Oh, he's checking out the ground. He's sniffing the ground. He's thinking, oh, is any of this stuff down here good to eat too?
Oh, it's pretty tasty. All right, he's walking again. Where is he going? Is it? Come on, come over here. No, he's sort of walking up the row of shrubberies now. He's not interested in me so much today. He's kind of hiding behind the shrubs. And now where is he going? He seems to be walking back over towards the bridge.
You know, Herrenhaven, that side of it is bordered by a creek, one of the Papio Creeks. And then that border over there is West Maple Road, and there's a bridge that goes over the creek, and that's where the deer like to come up. You know, they're traveling in the creek valley, and then they know when they get to that bridge they can come up, because then they're on Mulhall's property and Herrenhaven. And I think my deer baby dude just decided to duck back down in under the bridge. Yeah, he's now out of sight, or at least almost out of sight. Okay, so, deer. Yes, deer. Right in the middle of the city. And that's the interesting thing about this, is you gotta remember, I'm not out in the country spotting deer and wild animals. I'm not up in the mountains. I'm in the middle of a big city. And West Maple Road is one of our busiest streets, especially right here. Not quite literally in the middle of a town, just slightly north, about a mile north of the middle of town. And that's what makes this so crazy. How do all these animals get into the middle of this town? Well, it's because of the creeks. We have all these big creeks that flow through, that help act as flood control, and these act as greenways for the animals. Okay, so I'm standing next to the sub pond and there's nothing going on, just some frogs. I don't see any ducks. There's no heron, green or blue, so I don't know what to tell you. So anyway, yeah. The creeks act as greenways, and the animal, plural, like deer and foxes and river otters, they come up the creek valleys, and beavers, and they end up in here. Great, and we got bikers who obviously can't read the sign that says no bikes. So great. Now I've got this to put up with. So anywho, what's going on in the billabong here? Not much. What's going on over here in this part of the sub pond? Again, nothing. No dudes. So anyway. Yeah, and of course, Herrenhaven is basically situated in the perfect place because it's right up against the creek. So all the animals, they take a look and they say, oh, this looks like a nice place to hang out. And so everybody comes to hang out here. And that's why we see beavers and scratties, mink. Got the minks coming up and down the creek all the time. And all the other dudes. I'm walking into the wall blind. And I'm checking the back of the billabong. There's nobody back here. No ducks, no waterfowl, no nothing. Just the occasional frog. And I see some fish ripples. It's feeding time for all the animals. And all the fishies are making little rings of waves, wavelets. I'm walking around Frog Harbor. And we got lots of frogs down in there. Always lots of frogs. Okay, so now we're basically on the walnut path. A lot of walnut trees here, so a lot of walnuts on the path. I hear a squirrel squawking at me. Squirrels, they're so fun. Oh, he's up in there somewhere. Where is he? Oh, there he is. Hi. What's he so cranky about? Did he drop his walnut? Or is he arguing with some other... Oh, I think he's arguing with these birds. Well, so that's interesting. Squawk, squawk, squawk. So great. Well, what's he arguing about? Oh, there's another squirrel over there, too. So apparently a couple of squirrels are having an argument with some birds. I've come to the place in the path where we check the ridge. And I don't think there'll be any deer up there, because we already know where the deer are today. I hear all kinds of squirrely chatter today. Squirrely, squirrely chatter. Scrack. Scrack. Oh, ow. I stepped on a walnut wrong. I almost rolled my ankle. So, we're going to creep up here, and in about 10 more steps, we'll be on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. We got anything going on out there tonight? Oh, we got a bunch of ducks hanging out over there. I don't know what these ducks are doing. Oh, they're kind of freaking out. Oh, and there's a squirrel right above my head. Is he about to drop a walnut on me? He's going to attempt to, and this is where I get out of the way. Haha, you're not that tricky, Mr. Squirrel. He's just staring at me. He's thinking horrible thoughts. He's thinking, let's drop a walnut on that tobe. And I have to tell him, no, I am not the tobe you want to drop the walnut on. Anything else going on out here? No. All right, so let's head over to the big blind. See what's going on out there. Maybe we'll find some herons. Maybe we'll find some other dudes. Let's take a look. Although we will have to walk by the horrible wall, the vestigial wall that serves no purpose. But at least it smells good because it's made out of cedar. And I know that's what you look for when you need a wall. How does it smell? So here we go, into the big blind. Looking at the new log. Nothing. Nobody's on the new log. Anybody in the delta? Unbelievable. No. It's like early spring. There's nobody here. Looking around, all the ducks are over there in the turtle reproduction pond, apparently. There's nothing else going on out here. No dudes. Where's my herons? Where's my blue herons? Where's my green herons? And where's that little blue heron that we saw the other day? He might have been a baby. He was so small. He was half the size of Big Bluey. And he was only slightly larger than a green heron. So I do not know what's going on here. One interesting thing is there's no wind. And so I can't see any open water anywhere. Out of the what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 or 7 acres that I can just see. All covered in duckweed. It's just this flat green plain. And I can hear the occasional slurpy slurp sounds of fishies eating food. But there's no herons out here today. And I don't see any other stuff happening at all. There's one solitary duck out there. He's clear out there. So this isn't fun. Where's all my dudes? Where's all my quacky dudes? Alright, so I'm gonna walk out of the big blind here. Go past the wall that smells so good. Smells like cedar. And I like cedar. I don't know how I ever started to like the smell of cedar. I don't own any cedar objects. Well, wait, no. That's not true. A few years ago, I managed to buy some cigar boxes, empty cigar boxes. And these were boxes for quality cigars. Still, the boxes, they only cost me a couple bucks, but the boxes were cedar. And actually, I even had one box that came with extra cedar pieces on the inside, apparently to, you know, further perfume the cigars or whatever. So I do have these cigar boxes that are made out of cedar. And I leave them in my bathroom when they're not in use, which is most of the time, because, you know, my bathroom gets steamy and it keeps the cedar wood from drying out. And what do I normally use these boxes for? Well, for my little miniatures, my little army dudes. Normally, I base all of my miniatures on washers. You got to understand that the miniatures that I use in wargaming are plastic and they come on a sprue. You got to cut them off the sprue and then you got to base them because they don't really stand up very well on their own. So you glue them to a washer, right? And then you terraform, so to speak, the base, and you paint the miniature and you have this nice little miniature that won't tip over, because the base is about as wide as the miniature is tall. And being as the washers I base them on are metal, that means they are magnetic. And so, what I've done is I've got some sheet magnets from the craft store. You know, that rubberized, flexible, magnetic stuff that you see made into refrigerator magnets and stuff like that. Well, you can just buy that stuff. And I put it in my cedar cigar boxes. And that way I can put all my miniature army dudes in the box. And the magnet prevents them from sliding around because the bases are magnetic. All right, so I just crossed the land bridge again. And I'm walking through the cut back towards the Mulhall's property to see what dudes are out here now. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, yep. I had to get almost all the way through it, but our two deer are back. Our mommy, who is about 60 meters away, she was watching me there, and now she's just stopped looking and is moving on. And our baby. Look at that little deer. Oh, he's so nice. I like deer. I wish we had elk here. I like elk because they're deer, except giant deer. Take a regular deer, enlarge it, you know, 400%, and you've got an elk. And I like elk, and I'm getting jealous because my friend Booper is spending so much time up in the mountains. And he gets to see elk all the time, and he's sending me pictures of elk. And I don't get to see any elk in real life. I think I can smell the deer from here. They're not paying any attention to me right now, even though I'm just standing here saying, hi! Oh dear, they're so great. I wish I had deer at my house. I wish I just had deer that lived in my backyard. And then I wouldn't have to go anywhere. I could just sit in my kitchen, look out my back window, and, you know, see deer. I wish we had elk here at Heron Haven. That would be cool. Elks are awesome. They don't take crap from anybody. You wouldn't either if you weighed that much and had giant antlers. That's the fun part about elk. All right, so we got to see two deer today, but no marmots and no herons, which is really strange because, boy, odds are good you're going to see herons. Oh, come on. Because these guys can't read a fucking sign that says no bikes. Oh, it makes me mad. I don't need to be hit by bicyclists. This is not a bicycle path. You know, when I'm on a bicycle path, I can expect to be hit by bicyclists. That's why I pay close attention to not getting hit by a bicyclist. And anyway, I'm not going to go punch these people, even though they really, really need to be punched. Because I don't want to embarrass this father in front of his child. What else? Anyway. Don't get mad, Tobe. Don't even worry about it. It's nothing to worry about. It's not my problem. But I'm also glad that I got to see six turkeys today. Six turkeys is a good number of turkeys to see crossing the street as you drive to Heron Haven. That's always fun. I like turkeys a lot. And you know what's funny? I haven't seen any geese since the last time I was here either. Have all the geese passed us by? It's getting pretty late here in September. All the geese may be done. We might not be seeing them again until springtime. And here I am back in front of the shed. I really don't need to look under the shed because I know there's no Mati's there. And maybe I should steal this bike. That'll teach people to bring their bicycles to Heron Haven, where it clearly says no bikes. Where does it say that? Right here, on this sign that says no bicycles. No pets, no bicycles. Got a bug in my face. Alright, so I'm kind of looking back into the Mulhouse property from this angle. I can see my deers. Oh, they're so nice. I do love deers. I'm going to run back here into the mushroom garden in the last dying seconds of our show to see if there's a bug trap back here or if the guy has picked it up already. Nope, the bug trap appears to be gone. So they're checking for West Nile and Zika and all that. Why? Because you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, without exception, right here on Anon Radio. I'm walking back to my car. It's time for me to eat some yummy food. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
DJ クーマタ、ウ Welcome to my Yonon Radio Show. Ready?